once you get into the field of software development, you can do anything. Everything has code in it, especially now. So I'm really excited about this hour of code, and I'm excited to see what you guys do. So thank you so much.
Have you guys actually done the coding for my class?
Yes.
Now everyone.
Real as I am.
Teach him how to code.
See what he can teach you.
And so 2.5 years ago, we had this idea of trying to get classrooms, teachers introducing just 1 hour of computer science to their students. And we set this goal of, can we get 10 million students to learn in 1 week, thinking that maybe we'll get 1 million. And you know, now it's been 2 years since that started. We've already had 100 million students participate. And this year, for the third year of the campaign, kicking off the third year, we're going to have 50 million students across every country in the world. It's just amazing to imagine this thing that was nothing but an idea is now in countries all over. There's over 350 organizations worldwide that have partnered around the Hour of Code. But my favorite story about it is how the tech companies have come together. You know, we have this tutorial we've built with Microsoft in a partnership with Microsoft, you know, this Minecraft tutorial. But under the hood, the Minecraft tutorial is using open source code that was provided to us by Google. And then that's running on web servers that are managed by Amazon. And just down the street, that tutorial is being featured in an Apple store. And if you had told somebody that Microsoft and Apple and Google and Amazon would all come together to partner on something to build a product or an experience for students, you know, you wouldn't think that would be possible, but they're all doing it because everybody, whether you're tech companies, whether you're educators, nonprofits, governments, believe that our students deserve the opportunity to learn computer science.
In the past, we learned reading and math. Everyone had to learn reading and math. It didn't matter if you didn't like reading or didn't like math, you're going to learn it. And back when we lived in caves and tribes, the people who knew how to read were the leaders, because they were the one who were able to get information from other places, and they could actually say whatever they wanted because they were the ones who knew how to read. Going forward, the people who know how to tech, they're going to be the leaders, because they're going to know how to automate things, they're going to know how to collect data and use it for various purposes, and they're going to be the one who are going to be able to communicate with every single medium out there. There are more and more role models where women stepping up and saying, hey, I did this, and it was fun, and look at what I do now, right? I can do it, you can do it. These high school girls are looking at people like me and all of the other female speakers and realizing, oh, okay, they love it too, right? Clearly there's a path here for success.
The Hour of Code is very important to Microsoft because it's a moment in which we can capture all of the young people's attention to computer science. You know, it's a way to inspire them and to get interested in coding as a first step to learn computer science. We hope that with tutorials like Minecraft, with coming to an event like in our Microsoft stores, they try it for the first time, they like it, and then they get hooked and they start looking for other resources and other things to learn computer science education.
Welcome to the Microsoft Flagship School. Very excited to have